You are listening to the Mugcast, episode 426.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
You can't beat a 1980s rock scream at the end there, can you? That was Zach Linton with his track West Coast Highway. Originally from Doncaster in the UK, just down the road from where we are, he moved to Perth in Western Australia at the age of 16. Only 3 years later, he began to pursue music using his talents on guitar by moving into the Perth music scene. He is now a leading blues rock guitarist and singer that has created his own sound that captures true hard rock essence while still savouring classic blues and reminiscent influences. He's played many leading festivals and venues across the state of Western Australia and is becoming even more popular after the release of his first single, which is titled Maybe in Love. And we played that back on episode 357. If you'd like to find out more, his website is at zachlinton.com. So welcome one and all. This is the Budcast, episode 426. It's good to have you along for this show. We are currently without Caroline. She's supervising Alex's descent into sleepdom. He managed to get some sleep during the day today, which of course affects him going to sleep now. So hopefully she'll be along later on. So next up then we have, yes, this is nice. This is Stoneface Priest with Rocky Road.
He does a run up and down in and he dance, just a draw off the shirt, girl. Why are Rocky road, rocky road. My system can overload, 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 overload. Riding this long on a rocky road. Riding this long on a rocky road. I'm riding this long on a rocky road. Take no more, you know, now, now. But still, I must get to the borderline. Lord Almighty, I'm riding this long on a rocky road. I'm riding this long on a rocky road. No food finium, no mangy, no water to quench my thirst. Yeah, now, now, now. I walk in the burning sun. The storm gets so brutal now. I hold on, I hang on, I got to survive. Dan Carlos say we can't stop now. Riding this rocky road, rocky road, rocky road, rocky road. My system can overload, 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 overload. Riding this long on a rocky road. Riding this long on a rocky road. I'm calling your Rasta for I. I'm calling your Rasta for I. To guide my soul, pray give me some resting place this time. I need it now. The nights and the days them come. The wolves and the leopards come. I hear from a distance now. The sound of the drums them call. Riding this long on a rocky road. Riding this long on a rocky road. See ya.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Stall it, but won't change the conclusion. Whatever delusion, truth or illusion, it's there.
Albin Anderson with his track Connections. We played his tracks Mayfly and Blind in some previous shows. There are some other lovely tracks on Jamendo as well, so expect more. Caroline says it reminds her a little bit of Josh Woodward, which I definitely can pick up on. He's originally from Sweden and currently residing in Berlin, Germany, if you want to find out more. His Facebook page is facebook.com/ Albin Anderson Music. And before that, you heard Rocky Road by Stoneface Priest. Stoneface Priest is Charles Mahau, who is a roots reggae artist from Meru County in Kenya. His music sounds like Don Carlos, Mighty Culture, Israel Vibration, and the Wailing Souls, who are his main inspiration. If you want to find out more about him, soundcloud.com/StonefacePriest. Bless him. Don't know if you heard that. Alex is struggling to settle. We still don't have Caroline with us at the moment. So anyway, let's have a quick nosy over in our chat room and see who is listening to us live over in the bugcast.org/live right now. And we have Chelkolom, Erkan Yilmaz, Gamercheck02, Shy Mega, and Yannick. And that's it. Oh, sorry, and Gregorius W. Sorry, yes, and that's all there is this evening. It's very light on the ground on both sides of the microphone this evening, I'm afraid. Okay, next up, we have Dave Spencer with Half Baked. We'll be right back.
baby.
Music has touched generations, liberated cultures.
There is nothing better when you're enjoying the sun than listening to some great independent and Creative Commons music like Kendra Springer. But the question is, where is the best place to find some? Why not try The Bookcast? It's an award-winning podcast hosted by Caroline and Dave Lee and recorded live on Friday nights at 9:30pm UK time over at thebookcast.org/live with a live audience in the chat room. So come along and join us on Fridays, or if you can't make that, why not subscribe to the podcast and listen on the go? Just add thebookcast.org/feed to your favourite podcatcher and you won't miss an episode. Motivica?
You used to paint your dreams with a paintbrush. You used to speak to all with a smile. Your smile makes me believe you. I used to find a glance of your eyes. I used to play my music to you and for you.
scared to meet me. So your eyes will sink in mine. Will you ever be so happy with me?
Incredibly beautiful track was the Jagels with their track Last Song. We played their track About You on show 342. This track you just heard was in the Best of August 2016 playlist on Jamendo. The Jagels is a music project born in 2008 to enhance Christian Lanuzzi's works, who's a singer-songwriter. The initial group has changed several times, often with the use of external collaborations, but always searching for an original sound inspired by American West Coast country rock. If you'd like to find out more about the band, they have a Facebook page over at facebook.com/thejagels. And it says here they're from Italy. And before that, you heard Dave Spencer with his track Half Baked. He's from Berlin in Germany, and although he does have a few albums up on Jamendo, and I think he's also got a Facebook page, there's really not a lot of information about him at all. So you can go to his SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/Dave Spencer, and that's the E of Spencer. The first E of Spencer is a 3. So DaveSP3NCER over at soundcloud.com. But yeah, he's got a good selection of music over there, and I've listened to some of it, and it's really good stuff, so it's worth checking out. Might pick some more of his stuff out in the not-too-distant future. Anyway, what's happening in the world? We owe an apology. We really do. Last week, we neglected to mark the passing of the actor Gene Wilder. I'm not sure why or how we missed it, because both Caroline and I had had a conversation about Gene Wilder just before we recorded last week's show. Now, I think the majority of people will know him from his works with Richard Pryor. But unfortunately, I don't or didn't really rate Richard Pryor as an actor, so I found that anything that had the two of them in, I tended to gloss over. However, his depiction of Willy Wonka in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie was quite remarkable. So, yeah, sad loss. Belated commemoration of the actor Gene Wilder, who died last week. Also in the world, the Paralympics are happening as we speak in Rio, and at the time of recording, the UK, or Team GB, sorry, I should call them, are actually doing incredibly well. We're currently second in the medals table. China have the lead with 12 golds and 28 medals overall, and Team GB are currently sitting with 9 golds with 20 medals overall. And I think whilst we were recording, or whilst I was recording this evening, Team GB has won 3 golds in the space of 9 minutes, which is quite remarkable. It started off with, I can't remember his first name, Hang on a second. It's all over the place. Jody Cundy won the men's C4-5 1,000 kilometre time trial. 1,000 kilometres. That's a huge amount of time. And then Georgina Hermitage won the T37 100 metre sprint. And then Sophie Hahn won the T38 100 metre sprint as well. So literally within 10 minutes, which is fantastic. It's really good. It's incredibly inspirational to see these Paralympics happening, and the fact that despite whatever, I don't like using the word disability because it has negative connotations, but whatever conditions the athletes are saddled with, they still manage to perform as well as they do. It's incredibly inspirational. A lot of admiration due them. Right, okay, let's have a bit more music. This is Barclay Mallin with The Plough.
Million pairs of eyes watch over me, treading water in a gentle and dark sea. The treasures in the night far too rare, but the plough is all I need to take me there. The dew is slowly soaking through my shoe. We'll disconnect and make up our own news. Interpret verse we learned when we were young. Tonight is the sweetest tune sung. So I'll go, knowing it won't ever be the same. And yes, I'll go, clutching to the photo in its frame. And yes, I'll go, keep the senses locked within my mind. And now we're in a dream where the stars were all aligned. Must have been a year since breathless streets, routines through the cycle and the repeats. The air is still, no chill falls on my bones. If I stayed here any longer, I'd call this home. It creeps away the distance of the song. We laughed, we cried, we fell, and we belonged. Morning, it's here I need to stay. But for now, the plow will light my way. So I'll go, knowing it won't ever be the same. And yes, I'll go, clutching to the photo in its frame. And yes, I'll go, keep the senses locked within my mind.
My name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly,
I love to listen to the podcast.
That was Rola Genoa with their track Freak Show. They are a garage rock, garage punk band formed in 2011 in Cherkasy, Ukraine. The band consists of Bohdan Kirch, Ilya Begima, and Arthur Kogut. Inspired by a variety of both classic and modern revival bands, Rola Genoa released their five-track demo EP in 2011, from which the track you just heard was taken. It very soon made them pretty popular on the local music scene. They're recognised for playing impudent and unashamed garage rock. They released their debut studio work, Do It Here, Do It Now, in 2013. And in 2016, the new single, Little Liar, was released. Now, we have actually played their track, Little Liar, and also a track called Safe and Warm in Hunter's Arms on previous shows. But as I said earlier, this track actually came from their original demo EP, which was, as you can probably tell by the sound quality, was recorded live. And I think that made the overall feel of the track that much better. If you'd like to find out more, their Facebook page, facebook.com/RolaGenoa. And before that, you heard Berkeley Mallin with his song The Plough. He's a folk musician from the Midlands here in England, and that is pretty much all I can tell you. Once again, he does have a Bandcamp page, berkeleymallin.bandcamp.com. And I think he also had a Facebook page, but there is absolutely no information, no biographical information at all about these bands, which is really disappointing, but didn't stop us from playing them. So yeah, berkeleymallin.bandcamp.com. Go and check out some more of his tunes. Two more things. I'm kind of taking advantage of the fact that Caroline's not here, so I can talk about this. If you're not based in the UK, you may not be aware that there's actually a big drama, fictional drama trial happening at the moment in The Archers. Now, I'm sure you know The Archers is a is I think it's actually the longest running drama in the world. And there's been a very, very powerful storyline over the last few years leading up to a domestic abuse trial, which is currently happening at the moment. I'm not going to go into the details, but the trial, because the trial's happening at the moment, it started on Sunday and it's due to culminate this Sunday in an hour-long special where the jury will be deliberating and delivering their verdict on the trial. What makes it all the better is the jury. There's only 11 members of the jury at the moment because one of them was found guilty of contempt of court and was removed from the jury. However, the other 11, eight of them are actually stars of screen and stage, including Dame Eileen Atkins, who created the TV show Upstairs Downstairs, Catherine Tate, which I'm sure everybody's heard of, Nigel Havers, Raki Thakrar, who is currently starring in EastEnders, Amy Fionn Edwards, who is from Skins, Tam Williams, who has acted both on stage and television, and Kerith Flynn, who was in Wolfblood. But also, and this is where it gets rather interesting, Graham Seed will be starring as one of the jurors in The Archers on Sunday. Graham Seed used to play a character in The Archers called Nigel Pargiter, who died on New Year's Day 2010, I think it was, when he fell off a roof. And it was that episode, it was that storyline of Nigel Pargiter's death actually got me listening to The Archers in the first place. I just found it quite amusing that how that has kind of come round again. He said himself how lovely it was to be asked to be back to star in this special episode. Very different character, and the challenge was not to sound like his old character. So it'd be really interesting to see how that pans itself out. If you are following the Archers trial, please do get in touch with me, because I'm gagging to like talk about this with people, because when this quite gritty storyline started, I would say about 6 months ago, when it started to get really quite heavy, Caroline stopped listening to it, so I can't really discuss it with her anymore, unfortunately. So do get in touch if you are, because I'd love to talk to you about it. And one more thing. Caroline bought herself a new little device last weekend in the shape of a new Kindle, Kindle e-reader. But rather than getting the e-ink paper-based Kindle, she bought herself Kindle Fire, which is fine. No problems with that at all. It's basically an Android tablet that's been customized for use with Amazon products. But that kind of then left her old Kindle with no purpose. So I've pinched it. And I've now rediscovered, or dare I say, rekindled, my love of books. And I had about 7 books that I had bought for Kindle, which I just hadn't been reading. And in the last week, I'm about 3/4 of the way through the first of those 7. So I'm really, really enjoying reading again. Anyway, enough of that. Next week, the Bugcast episode 427 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 16th of September at 9:30 PM UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us and give us any feedback on the things we've spoken about or any of the music we've played, then you can send us an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. You can, of course, also find us on social media. Full details over at thebugcast.org/contact. And if you'd like to make suggestions of things that we can talk about, music that we can play, questions to ask us, then you can visit our suggestion box. Drop a note in there over at thebugcast.org/suggest. So it is last track time, and I've got to leave you with a not quite sure how to describe this track, but it's a really good track by the Karma Knights, who are consumers and providers of pop, folk and rock from Paris in France. You can find out more about them over at their Facebook page, facebook.com/thekarmanights. Or if you read it wrong, the Carmonites, which is something completely different. The track we're about to play you was taken from their brand new album, If You Come Around, which was released in September 2016. That's this month, if you're listening to it in September 2016. Yes. So we shall leave you with the Carmonites and their track, Liar. And we'll catch you next week. See ya. Thank you.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join host Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You were listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows on otherside.network.